This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's now 7 after the hour. Wednesday morning is upon us, upon you. Upon you and me and us and anybody else from another galaxy that's listening in here. They're tuning in. I can see them now with their dials on their forehead. All those people that came from the new planet that's been recognized looks just like Earth. Have you seen that, ladies? The picture of the planet that looks that the NASA folks have found looks just like planet Earth. It's pretty awesome or eerie. Yeah, right, one or the other. Twins it is. Jennifer Horn is here. She didn't have any twins in her family. Victoria Keelan, I don't think you have any twins in your family either, do you?
My first cousins are twins.
Are they? Do they look alike?
Yeah, cousins are
twins. It's a boy and a girl. But, yeah, they do look alike. But, yeah, they're not identical.
So you got first cousins. Jennifer's got second cousins. So I suppose I should find third cousins to go along with it. Just I don't think there are any twins in my family at all that I think are. No, there's no twins in my family. However, that's all right. We've got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. What do you ladies think about now the model might be to have the coronavirus now that we sort of there are people that are trying to figure out what do we do next? There are a couple of studies around that suggest that some states may be ready to relax social distancing measures by the first week of next month, provided robust containment strategies are implemented to prevent the second wave of infections. So, what do we think? What's going on in New Jersey, Victoria, and California, Jennifer, to relax the standards and make
nothing's relaxed in New York and New Jersey. We're the two of the hardest hit states, and so nothing's
nobody's
relaxing.
Talking about what's going to happen after.
Well, everyone's hoping.
Cuomo's been talking about June 1st to reopen.
Yeah, I mean, they're hoping for certain things, but nothing has happened yet. We're behind New York, so if Cuomo says June 1st, then I would say maybe mid-June at the earliest for Jersey. We're a couple weeks behind them.
All right. So how does that set with, in terms of businesses, non-essential businesses would remain closed between now and May 4th? Here in Massachusetts, anyway, I'm looking at some of the things that are being done.
I think
done.
We'll see the definition
schools
of
closed for the end of the year.
Yeah, schools are all closed. I think we're going to see the definition of non-essential changing. That's what I would think is going to be the next step.
So what belongs in non-essential from your perspective, both of you?
I should say essential is going to be changing.
Okay,
I think
so
depending on how it goes, maybe in Georgia with salons opening and nail salons and tattoo places, things like that, that can be a very controlled environment. You can wear a mask.
I think
your
restaurants, too.
Restaurants?
You're going to see restaurants open
half
but with less capacity. Yeah, I think there's going to be that kind of thing. I don't know.
That makes me more nervous, though, than going to a salon with a mask on, to be honest. Yeah. That's just me right now where we are in New Jersey. Because I can wear a mask at the salon and my stylist can wear a mask and I know her personally and I know how, you know, she's taken this all very seriously and she's the owner of the salon. But if you're sitting in a restaurant with people, you have no idea how seriously they've taken it. And there are so many stories coming out of people who've been carrying the virus and have been tested twice and have had no symptoms for well over a month and have tested positive twice, which means 14 days of quarantine isn't nearly enough. So I don't think we know enough yet about how long you can carry it.
I don't think that we can hide forever either. So I think we have to figure out a way to be functional and take things seriously, but also be functional. There was a story that came out a couple of days ago in L.A. County that, and there were rumors. Remember we talked about how people in California thought that this wave of coronavirus, that a wave of coronavirus had already gone through before we even knew what it was. And according to this survey, 442,000 people in L.A. County have already had coronavirus, didn't know they had it, thought it was the flu or thought it was a cold or whatever, or seasonal allergies, and just let it go and already are carrying immunity. So we have to figure out how we can get back to normal and still allow people to get
question,
it and recover from herd immunity.
Doesn't that beg the question, the number of deaths in Massachusetts, I'm just using Massachusetts because that's what I have in front of me at the moment. We have, as of yesterday, more deaths from this than the flu. I'm talking about Massachusetts only. And heart disease related diabetes deaths, that sort of thing. So I looked at some numbers and it brought me around to thinking what I have thought all along, and I've kind of at the beginning said this seems to be an overreaction. I think I was a little more dramatic with my expression than that, but I thought this was kind of an overreaction to something that we can take care of, or even if it is something that's serious, there ought to be a way of taking care of it or putting it in perspective with the other things that are problematic. And both the doctors associated with this program more or less said the same thing. So looking at the numbers from the beginning of the year to now across the country versus just Massachusetts, this is what sort of flipped the switch for me. I looked at how many people have died from this, how many people have died from the flu, how many people have died from heart disease and cancer and even automobile accidents. The number of people dying from all of the things not coronavirus related super exceeds the number of people who have died with COVID-19. So then you start asking yourself, and there are all these conspiracy theories, like here's the WHO that says, well, it really wasn't in a laboratory. It was
I think that's such BS.
Of course
that's
it's
such BS. And that further shows, and Jen, I know you've been saying this too, that everything, that the World Health Organization is basically owned by China. Yeah.
Right. As is half the rest of the world still. And the numbers here don't reflect what reality is in terms of a perspective. And that's really what frustrates me about this. We continue to be sort of cowed into all of this stuff. Do we want to get it? No. If you get it, are you going to die? Not any more likely than if you have any of these other things that I just mentioned and you come down with something that's serious. But yet we've so focused this, it's been like mania to get into this position of, oh my God, we got to take care of ourselves. Well, we should take care of ourselves. There have been a lot of good things.
45,000 Americans have already died from this, though. I just don't think that that's a number that we can take lightly.
I'm not taking it lightly.
We talk about 15. Well, I know, but you're comparing it to the regular flu again, and that was almost.
I'm comparing it to all of the other things that people have died from since the beginning of the year, and the numbers don't come close.
Well, 61,000 people died of the flu last year, so it's...
Well, I think we're going to see more than of this. This is,
you'll
I
see
just
more
saw a new
of
thing
than
that
COVID will impact
COVID
that.
Will, yeah. And now they said even in August, for whatever reason, there's a new report, there's new modeling out saying that it's going to be a 10% increase to what they projected by August. So,
just follow me through. Let me finish this for 60 seconds. So the people who died from cancer so far this year and heart disease and other maladies... And what we have done to protect ourselves from getting cancer, what have we done? We haven't done much. Maybe the things we're doing to keep from getting the COVID-19 may help us from getting cancer. Who knows down the road? Somebody will study that.
I don't know.
Same thing with heart disease. But heart disease leads to you getting COVID. Cancer weakens your immune system. So that also contributes to you getting
people aren't treating their symptoms of cancer or other things because they don't want to go to the doctor because they're afraid of coronavirus.
I just am concerned. I don't know if concerned. My son and I had a little bit of an argument about this last night. We were talking about it. And he said, well, Dad, I don't think we really should continue this conversation. I said, no, Brendan, just think about this for a minute. And we continued the conversation thinking about the comparisons that I was making. Not belittling the number of people who have died, and I'm certainly not in support of the way that it was handled for the most part. I think it was not done well anywhere, never mind this place, this country, but any place around the world. Nobody knew what they were dealing with, and they had to get involved with the bungling bureaucrats, whether it be in their own countries or the World Health Organization or whatever it is. So I want us to put a perspective on this.
And the perspective that's different, though, and I don't know what Brendan's argument was or what his stance was, but if you get cancer, we know how many amazing available treatments there are for cancer. Yeah. We don't have a treatment for this yet. And if you get this, it's scary. You don't know if it's when you're going to present symptoms. You know, all my in-laws have tested positive for the virus.
But why is
this
scary?
They don't know when. Because it's the unknown. If you get cancer, yes, it's a horrible diagnosis, but you know that there are treatment options.
All right, so then would you agree it's a fear-based thing rather than a factor-based
thing? No, it's reality. The reality is
based on fear, though, Victoria. isn't it?
I know that you're very anti-fear-based thinking. I'm not a fear-based thinker. I have not panicked at all about this. I've been very realistic about it. We've lost loved ones to this virus already. I'm still not panicked, but I am being cautious, and I'm protecting my parents more so than myself. But what I'm saying is, though, if my mom, who has bad lungs in her 70s, if she catches this, I'm damn well going to be afraid that she may not recover because there is no treatment for it and there is no vaccine. If she got cancer, I would at least say, all right, mom, let's see what the doctors say. We know there are treatment options, and it's you can be calmer about it.
See, I would not be calmer about cancer. I would not. Right. I think cancer would scare the crap out of me. I would not be calmer.
But everybody gets cancer at this point, so it's a reality.
Not everybody does, and not everybody. I mean,
you
in
know
my
what
family,
I'm saying,
maybe,
Jen. Everybody knows somebody has cancer. I mean, it's been in every family.
Yeah, there's the scary element.
But let me just get this in there because the truth is, and this has to be part of the conversation. And I'm not making this up. This is not political. The fact is that 97% of cases of coronavirus are mild. And that's the number that's on a worldometer right now. And that's the number that everybody's been counting. And so we have to consider there are risks to staying home and there are risks to opening the economy. But we have to figure out how to do something because I'm telling you right now, all the people who want to stay locked indoors because they don't want to get coronavirus, when they do finally emerge after there's a vaccine, the country's going to be gone. And forget the country, the world's going to be gone. You cannot keep a country like the United States and some of the rest of the world closed if you think there's going to be anything to come back to. And that's just the bottom line.
I don't think we need to stay closed. I think we have to be very measured about it. I'm going to be the first one. Lewis and I were just saying this last night. I can't wait to go out to a restaurant and see our friends that we normally see. I can't wait to go out and support local business. But what does scare me and what will still give me pause, I'm not going to go over to my mom's house, though, the next day. Because I'm not worried about me getting it. I'm not worried about me
Is your mother had flu shots? Is she worried about her getting the regular flu? Excuse me.
She gets that senior citizen double flu thing. She's had pneumonia several times. She's had pleurisy. Like, she has lung issues that makes her extremely susceptible to this. So
just to this.
I'm okay going out into the economy. I wanted to get going again, of course. But there are still people, I think, who are going to have to be more cautious.
Mm. I don't disagree with that at all. I'm just trying to put things into perspective. I want us all to think, or I hope, from my perspective anyway.
But it's not fear-based thinking, though. I'm not like some wuss who's sitting here, like, you know, not wanting to leave the house like a shut-in. It's just I'm realistic about my mom's underlying health conditions.
Okay, so that's the one. That's one thing. That's one aspect of this. There are three or four aspects to this in terms of conversation or understanding what's going on. That's maybe the most important because it affects us in a personal way. But the other stuff about the World Health Organization being a lackey for the Chinese and saying, oh, it didn't begin in a laboratory.
We all agree on that.
And then how to treat it with the Z-Pak and the number of things that have shown up, people trying to discredit. What the hell are you doing? If you have the success rate that it did, why would you continue to put it down because it didn't work with some people? So you make it work with the people that make it work and far more successful at putting the thing down than not. I don't get that thinking at all, except it's politics. And politics has no place in this whatsoever. None. Zero. Here's something that does have a place here. More people have bought my pillows in the last month and a half than ever in the history of the company. I thought that was pretty interesting. I learned that stat yesterday. So many people are
hygienic.
Understanding.
It's basic
hygiene.
You can wash and dry your pillow. It doesn't get ruined.
Yep.
You feel better. You know that it's cleaner. I think that makes total sense. It's great.
It does. And what makes total sense also is to buy up to 10 of each size right now because you can get them at 66% off. That's sort of the gift the company has for you. So go to MyPillow.com, get the pillows you can wash and dry every single week or day, whatever, however you want to do it. I do mine every week. And the prices are fabulous. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. Buy up to 10 of each one of them, as I said, and get them for 66% off. MyPillow.com, code DJV, 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for. And choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Earth. It's Jason Mraz. Earth Day Live is a 3-day live stream commemorating the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, which is today. Be held as part of the efforts to promote social distancing during the COVID situation. The event, organized by youth climate activists, features a star-studded lineup that includes Joaquin Phoenix, Moby, Patricia Arquette, Jane Fonda. This is an interesting eclectic mix. Al Gore. And more in conversation with leading scientists and journalists about the ongoing climate situation. Musical performances and DJ sets include this song from Jason Mraz and probably some others. Amy Mann will be there. Ted Leo performing. Jack Johnson. Questlove. In the midst of the global pandemic, Earth Day Live aims to spur collective action to protect our communities and our planet. Through performances, conversation, training sessions curated by climate activists, according to the statements from the organizers of the event. A live stream is going to include a segment on global communities on the front lines of the climate crisis. Actor Luke Baines and journalist Sharon Carpenter. What do we know Luke Baines from? What's he been in?
I don't know the name. I mean, I know the name, but I just don't. I'd have to look him up on IMDb.
Yeah. Okay. Also, a lot of discussions on climate grief with Uninhabitable Earth author David Wallace Wells, climate psychologist Margaret Klein. Sal, who knew there was such a thing as a climate psychologist? I never heard of that. Anybody ever heard of that before? A climate psychologist? What does a climate psychologist do?
It's Al Gore, I think, isn't it?
Wait, that treats Al Gore? I don't know. I never heard of that. I have to check that out. Earth Day Live, live from 9 until 9 today, 9 this morning to 9 tonight Eastern Time, and also tomorrow, and also on Friday at EarthDayLive2020.org, EarthDayLive2020.org, accessible to watch on platforms like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Twitch. All right, so that's the Earth Day Live celebration starting today. So it's going to be on 12 hours a day for the 3 days, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Do I get that out of this? All three
yes.
days. Yep. Okay, good. 26 past the hour here on the DJV program. Music is our focus during this portion of every hour. Jennifer and Victoria at the ready here with a Jack Johnson announcement. He's going to be hosting his own at-home music festival, Kokua Festival 2020 is what it's called. Live from home in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Earth Day as well, in support of the Kokua Hawaii Foundation. It's a two-hour event hosted by Jack Johnson from the front porch of his home on Oahu. A feature at-home performances from Ben Harper, G. Love, Ziggy Marley, Lucas Nelson, some others involved as well. Performances broken up with cooking segments hosted by a couple of Hawaii's top chefs. Ed Kenny's one of them. Mark Noguchi is the other.
I feel like Jen knows them, right, from the Food and Wine Festival in Hawaii?
I know.
Those are two big names.
Yep.
Yeah. If you want to tune in,
I've heard of it.
Yeah. If you want to tune into this, it's a Amazon Music Twitch channel or Johnson's Facebook page at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. Right? Yeah, Saturday the 25th. And the donations that will be asked for in the festival will benefit the Kokua Hawaii Foundation, a nonprofit that supports environmental education in Hawaii schools and communities. A portion of the donations will be directed to promote food security, sustainable local food systems in Hawaii in the wake of the situation. Although very few people have died, actually only in the hundreds. I think the last time I saw the number from our station over there was 597 had it. And I think 9 people had died over there. But still, it's an awareness thing. It's in concert with Earth Day, nothing wrong with that. So there it is. A couple of Earth Day things to focus on, as today is Earth Day. And we'll have plenty to say about that during the course of the day on the DJV show. 28 past the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Promo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying it was a bipartisan effort that led to passage in the Senate yesterday of a new small business coronavirus relief package.
I'd especially like to thank Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and the entire Senate for passing this. I'd also like to thank Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi, who have been working with us round the clock as well.
But partisan bickering continues as well. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying Democrats held up the passage of the bill for partisan reasons. Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, say it was really just to make it a better bill.
We want to be sure that there is safety in the workplace, that people are not laid off, that they have their jobs, they're employed, that their pensions are protected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There are new reports that one world leader is near death. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has temporarily suspended all immigration to the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The suspension of all immigration is being viewed also as an effort to save as many jobs as possible for Americans. Immigration attorney Paul Aviv Adawasia says many immigrants are skilled workers that could help restore the U.S. economy.
This is not about protecting. This is a time where you want to make things right so that companies do well and economically see less of a struggle, not to just leave them without the right skills and the skilled workers that are essential to those businesses.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now on the Wednesday program, April 22nd. It's Earth Day. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan has, is the right word celebrate when it comes to the invitations you get from all these various groups? Is it a celebration? I guess it is. Celebration of the Earth and what it gives us. Mother Earth. Mother Earth is an interesting concept because the Earth is a mother. The Earth is a living thing just like all of us are. And I think that there's a lot of stuff going on in it in terms of how we squander resources that it provides us with. And this is my own pejorative. You may or may not agree with me. I'm not here to berate people or tell them, which is what I think a lot of the celebrants of Earth Day are judgmental and they're accusatory. And I don't think you fix anything with that. But do we have a problem or two or three or four or millions of problems, yeah. The natural world is something. Yeah, I mean, but we were just talking about Hawaii and what's going on over there. If you've never experienced the beauty of Hawaii, you have never experienced beauty, real beauty in terms of Mother Nature. This is a fabulous, fabulous place. When I think about when I want to go visit the stations over there, and then I find myself not able to go or I don't take the time. And I keep saying every year when I'm in Los Angeles for the wintertime, I'm going to go to Hawaii at least once or maybe twice. And I haven't done it, and I've been saying that to myself for the last 4 years, and I don't know why I haven't done it. It's silly because it is such a beautiful place. You talk about, you know, you all tease me about my level of life and how active I am and I don't slow down. Hawaii is probably the only place now, maybe England too, and in Israel I have. But in terms of more than just token, take in what's around you, I do that in Hawaii. It just is, whether it's the simplest, sweetest place or the awe of watching a sunset in Hawaii, there's something about it that I don't encounter in any other way.
I would imagine Hawaiians have the lowest blood pressure on the planet. Maybe Tahitians do too, because it's just so, the second you get off the plane, you're just transformed. There's something about it that is just so magical. Yeah. I love Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what you can do looking out your back window, given the virus and stuff, whether you can go outside your door today, celebrate the wonders of the earth by looking around. And, yes, you've heard us say a couple of times, it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. It has been politicized, and I think some of the things that have said and some of the things that have been done are nonsense. But taking away from the people that are a little over the top, there is nothing better than taking a... I went outside this morning with Daisy to have her pee. And I just look around at the yard, and I look around at the sky. It's a beautiful blue sky today here where I am. I took a big, deep breath, and it just felt like...
Then you coughed because it's so cold?
No. It is kind of chilly, actually. It's about 32 here. It's not going to be too warm today. Anyway, people may view it as just another day, but there are a lot of concerns about the environment and what's been changing and what people are studying. And I guess kind of because it's become so politicized, it has the detractors don't get some of the things that are obvious. And the people who enhance it, they go overboard and exaggerate. So here we are in another situation. Hopefully there are things, though, that you can do and think about. Like I have a composting pile at my farm. Now, not everybody's going to have a composting pile, but you can contribute. There are new ways that are being developed all the time. For example, I'm going to start a composting situation where I take food scraps in. There are like 400 or 500 people in town who have signed up for it, and we'll make compost out of it using food scraps as well as the other things that are, you know, leaves and grass and all that
stuff. Food scraps are so important to not let sit in a regular garbage bag. Because that's the more so than anything else in landfills, and you know I hate landfills, but anything more than anything else in landfills, it's rotting fruits and vegetables that have more carbon emissions that are, you know, warms the oceans and the atmosphere and everything else that causes all the problems. It's most of that is from rotting fruits and vegetables because there just isn't enough oxygen in that landfill pile for it to properly decompose. So it's so important, and it's an easy thing to do. Everyone's town or farm or wherever, you can separate your food scraps. You can put them in the freezer. They don't smell. Drop them off somewhere to someone who has a compost pile or you know, a community garden or whatever.
And it's more and more easy. People are.
Talk about like it's overwhelming sometimes for people to think about, oh, how can I make a difference in the environment? That's one thing that you can do that has a huge impact. Huge impact.
Now, there are two things that bug me, and I'm going to tell you what my two things are, and you can all tell us what your two things are, if you have them. Food composting is one of them, Victoria. The other one is straws. Those are the two things that bug the hell out of me.
Single-use plastics
more than
in general.
Anything else. Yeah, I guess maybe.
Forks,
but there are a lot of straws around.
Do you know ketchup packets and cigarette butts are like just as bad now as plastic straws?
Yeah.
And they wash into waterways. They go right out into rivers and oceans. It's all, you know, everything's connected.
And again, not preaching,
like it's not.
But think about what you're leaving if you have a family, your children, your grandchildren, that kind of stuff. So let's go back to what else you can do today to be kind of cool. If you have a pair of binoculars, everybody got binoculars?
I don't have binoculars.
I do not have either.
All right, binoculars. you're a little.
I have binoculars.
Yeah, okay. So you do.
Binoculars.
Yeah,
I don't have. Yeah.
You know, no. Is she free? You know,
golly, Dougie, yes, I do.
When she was a teenager, she was the same little crapper that she is right now. When it comes
I love
to
that. She's consistent.
Ah, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, using either binoculars or binoculars, use them to look at the birds. Now, I'm not going to get serious about this because you're making me sound silly. Not that I can't do that on my own, but
yeah,
you know.
I think it's...
You know what I was thinking about?
I didn't have a pair of binoculars.
You know what I was thinking about is the Goodnight Moon book that I used to read to Megan and Brendan. You know that book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's that kind of stuff that you can
How
read.
How do we go from binoculars to Goodnight Moon?
Well, because
I don't think binoculars help you see the moon, if that's what you're implying.
Oh, yes, they do. Of course they do. No, that wasn't what I was implying, but I was thinking about the, as my mind works on things, I was thinking about what you could look at. I've looked at the moon through binoculars as a kid a lot. I was fascinated with the moon, trying to figure out what it was. You know, what
you should
what,
try a telescope. Those things are
Okay, I'm losing this one. All right. Anyway, I want to, if you haven't, excuse me.
Visualizing you out in your farm you. By yourself, looking at the moon with your binoculars.
Thank you. Plants. Respect the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. That's kind of where I was going with all this. Sports news.
What happens when you start coming after my straws?
Yeah, exactly. Rob Gronkowski is the big story of the day. How many people even expected? This was like out of nowhere. He's going to go play with Tom Brady.
I wasn't expecting it because he's been doing so many other things. He signed a contract with the WWE. He's got all kinds of performance, like CBD companies, and he's got all kinds of stuff going on. I didn't think he would want to even bulk up again because he's lost a lot of weight.
What went on with him and the Patriots management that had him flee and now so easily going back to play in a circumstance because it's no secret that Brady wanted him to play with him. Of course there's something
going on. I think it was Belichick more than Robert Kraft because there's obviously some drama that broke out between Belichick and Brady and Brady's loyalists on that team, I think. And so, I don't know. I was really surprised yesterday. I was like, why is Gronk and Brady trending? And then I looked and I was like, oh. Things are getting back to normal. There's some good news out there.
Well, it was weird because the first news story that I saw with Gronk trending, I was like, uh-oh. Because, you know, as soon as you see a celebrity name, you think death.
Uh-oh.
And so, but then it said his rights had been traded from the Patriots to Tampa Bay. And I asked my husband, who's a sports producer, and I was like, what does that mean? And he goes, it means that that's the first announcement of two. And I said, well, what's the second one? He goes, well, the second one is if he can pass a physical, he's going to announce that he's playing again. And I was like, no way. And then there was, like, 10 minutes.
All right, so that's the Gronk story. Some frustrated fans suing Major League Baseball, class action certification suit on behalf of everybody who's been shut out of baseball. I'm trying to figure out who's on what planet they think they're going to get anywhere with this. It was filed in L.A.
yesterday. I don't understand with all of us getting excited about Gronk and Brady. Is there even going to be a season? Are they going to play
football?
Fans?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. By that time, of course they will. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The suit was brought by a New York Mets fan, bought tickets to 20 home games. So is this because the baseball people aren't giving the money back? Is that what this is all about?
The season hasn't been officially canceled yet, so everybody who bought season seats has not received a refund because they haven't made a decision
about
the season
looks
like.
Give me my money back.
And so most people are going broke right now because they're not working or whatever, and they want their money back, but baseball's like, well, we're not in the position to give it back yet because we don't know what we're going to do. They don't know if it's going to be limited, if they're moving to Arizona. I don't know.
Right. All right, so there's that. And then for those of you
who... Before we move on from baseball, though, did you hear J-Lo and A-Rod want to buy
the Mets?
Yeah. They want to buy what?
They're buying the Mets.
New York Mets.
They're being very aggressive about it. Yeah, my husband's a huge Mets fan, so he is ecstatic because he said A-Rod is going to be much better manager, GM.
So what kind of money are we talking about for a team like that? A couple of billion bucks, right?
You know, I don't know. I feel like, Jen, you might know how much they would be worth. I don't know.
I don't know.
The Red Sox are valued at $3 billion. The Dodgers, $3.5 billion. I saw something a couple of weeks ago, and there was one, I think the Yankees valued at $4.5 billion. Ask your husband, Victoria, when is he up yet?
No, I think that's not true.
Wake him up and see if we can do it.
No time like the present.
How much are the Mets worth?
And the family members of four of the eight passengers in a helicopter crash with Kobe Bryant have joined the widow in filing those wrongful death lawsuits against the companies that owned and operated the aircraft. On behalf of three members of one family, a woman who helped coach Bryant's 13-year-old daughter in basketball, they were all filed in L.A. yesterday. The pair of lawsuits comes after Bryant's widow, Vanessa, what was it, a couple of months ago, she filed her lawsuit against the Island Express Helicopter Company. It was a Sikorsky helicopter. I don't know if that's too much in the weeds, but anyway, the suits allege the two companies were careless and negligent. They'll get something out of it. I think that what I heard Vanessa wanted to do with the money is give it to the families of the people who lost their lives in the other family members.
Yeah, she doesn't need the money, but
no,
yeah.
No, you kidding. Talk about billionaire. Guy was very smart. Kobe was a very smart business guy. You know, I saw an interview with Shaq the other day. I don't know how many of you realize what kind of a business. Do you know he has a doctorate in business administration?
Oh, Shaq's so dope.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He also has like two tigers from the Tiger King.
Oh, does he really?
Oh, that's right.
Really? I didn't know that. But he's a very good, very accomplished businessman. And he's smart about what he likes. He's like the restaurant business because he got a bunch of restaurants all over L.A. County and elsewhere. Anyway, backyard. Oh, am I going back to the backyard? No. I'm going to the television and see what's on tonight. Jen, what do we have that looks like it'll be enticing?
Well, a couple of things to celebrate Earth Day. The first is on BBC America. It's a documentary that's narrated by Sandra Oh all about the stories of Jane Goodall, and that's on BBC America at 9 p.m.
I think she's very special.
Robin Roberts also is hosting a new special. This one's really good for the kids if you're looking for something to do. This one's about the next generation of baby animals and some of the native ecosystems. You can find that on Disney and National Geographic at 8 p.m. It's called Born Wild, The Next Generation. And then tonight, The Masked Singer, Victoria, is all new at 8 p.m. on Fox. Also, ABC's got new programming. American Housewife is on. Schooled is all new, along with Single Parents. And Brockmire is new at 10 p.m. Some people like that. It's kind of a weird show on IFC at 10 o'clock.
Good news for fans who spent their big bucks on Bon Jovi and Bryan Adams concert tickets. You'll be getting a full refund from their canceled tour. And we have the details on the clip of the day at well, there are all kinds of things that we talked about yesterday. A couple of things in this clip. You can find it on social media. DJVShow.com is the place to go get the audio or to listen to the full program anytime during the day. And you can respond to us, Facebook.com/DJVShow, the clip of the day at DJVShow.com. We were talking about giving back or getting back. The facts from Family Tax Service show that the number of people who are calling 800-262-0318 going through the roof. Because people want to get, as Jennifer said a few minutes ago, people are out of work, don't have any money. Well, if you file the last 3 or 4 years' tax returns, Family Tax Service will look at them, tell you how you can get $5,000 or more back, because that's what they specialize in. All ex-IRS agents get the money back from the IRS that you deserve. 800-262-0318. That's the way to do it. 800-262-0318. 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Past the hours, Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Time to get the technical cobwebs out of your cerebellum and cerebrum, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. And we'll start with the SBA. I was going to talk about this. I signed all my paperwork yesterday, and about 5 minutes later for the SBA pay PPP thing, and about 5 minutes later I saw this. How the SBA has had thousands of businesses that are applying for these loans have all their personal information.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty.
Thinking to myself, what?
It's not a huge data breach, but
no,
it's definitely enough that it's not something that's just comforting. So what happened was the Small Business Administration, as you said, was they've been taking applications for these sort of PPP loans and EIDL loans and things like that. And so they have basically announced that 8,000 businesses that they know of so far have had their personal information leaked. And so what happened was the breach happened on the official SBA website. It affects businesses who submitted economic relief applications through their site. So there was a bug in the coding, and it mistakenly showed applicants' personal information to other applicants. So it wasn't necessarily that it was a data breach from the back end, which is normally how we hear about breaches. But this was actually, if you went on as Doug Steffen and said, okay, I'm going to fill out all my stuff, and Victoria Keelan had just filled out her stuff, you would see all my personal information when you went to it. So and a lot of people were confused by it. They, you know, reported it and said, hey, I'm seeing other people's personal information here. That's essentially how they even figured out there was a bug. And so now the SBA has, they've said they've addressed the issue. They've relaunched the portal. And now for anyone who was affected, they're offering 1 year of free credit monitoring. Yeah. Because who knows, you know, anyone who saw that could easily write down someone else's Social Security number, and then you're off to the races. People got a lot of time on their hands right now. So you would like to think that people would do the right thing, but not everyone is in that position.
Not motivated.
Yeah,
I will tell you, though, you'll rest easy knowing this, Victoria, knowing how well I do with things like this online. I just printed off all of the forms, and I filled them out and brought them to the bank myself. I did not fill it out online. So there was no info of mine.
Okay. Online. That's actually the one time I would say that's correct. So small business owners in all 50 states are currently eligible for the $10,000 advance on the EIDL, that's EIDL loans. Yeah. That's part of the COVID-19 relief package. Those people who applied for that specific loan, not the Paycheck Protection Program, it's the EIDL loans, those are the ones who were breached. So if you did apply for that, you might want to call the SBA, go on to their website. They're going to have more information for you on how you can get the 1 year of free credit monitoring. What I would also say is, I know that this is a time where everyone's applying for stuff, but freeze your own credit reports. That's what I've done. I've done that for my whole family. And then you can go and unfreeze. You can give a window of unfreezing for however long you want, and then it goes right back. So that way, it doesn't stop people from stealing your info, but it does stop them and prevent them from opening new accounts in your name. And that's really the most dangerous thing that can happen right now with identity theft. There's not a whole lot else we can do, but that's the number one line of defense.
All right, so this is good applicable info. Google and Apple offering more COVID information. Here's how you get it.
The Geek Out.
Last week, we discussed Google and Apple's collaboration on a contact tracing platform that may help track the spread of COVID, but in the meantime, both companies are individually using their existing platforms to provide guidance. Apple has begun displaying testing center information inside Apple Maps, along with info about each location's details. Google is also doing something similar for people who perform a Google search for info about anything COVID-related. These searches will also provide testing center information. In addition, Google and Microsoft have launched a bot named Clara to help people do a bit of self-checking and provide next steps. If you're interested in any of this, we've tweeted links at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call TeleMed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
AT&T is making HBO free to a lot of people. Why are they doing that?
Well, HBO Max and AT&T have a deal. So when HBO Max, which is the new HBO streaming service, when that launches on May 27th, tens of millions of eligible AT&T customers will get that free for 1 year. Now, if you're not at the highest level of service on an AT&T plan, you can get up to 3 months free, depending on where you are on their tier. And then the lowest tier gets 1 month free. Now, if you want HBO Max as a standalone streaming service, you can also sign up for that starting May 27th, and that will be $14.99 a month.
All right, there you go. Sounds like a good deal. Yeah, would you sign up for it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Advice from the people who know. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.